For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. Recently, the superintendents of Warren County and Bowling Green Independent Schools said their districts are overwhelmed by the amount of refugee and immigrant students. The school leaders said they don't have the resources to provide adequate services to some of these students. I sat down with the former director of Warren County's English Language Learner Program, Skip Clevenger, to talk about resources for refugee and immigrant students.
It is overwhelming. It can be very overwhelming. And when I was a new director, I remember a lot of sleepless nights. And, you feel this need to educate them well. You also have a lot of kids who are coming to you without even, basic needs being met. They're really not ready to learn when they're in that state. Kids in the accountability system, I should say refugee and immigrant kids, they really become accountable very quickly. So after 1 year, really, they need to be performing, commensurate with their school peers. We just changed our orientation from kind of complaining and these Mr. Clayton and Mr. Fields are not just complaining. I'm not trying to say that. But I had to shift my focus from worrying about the problem and losing sleep to what am I going to do? I need to get to work. And so I feel like Warren County and Bowling Green, that my opinion was that they weren't overwhelmed. They do have resources. They have wonderful teachers, and they have access to community resources that can help them accomplish the task.
And can you explain what the challenges might be for the refugee and immigrant population as well as the schools when they are measured by test scores and things like that? You said maybe a year from them arriving in the United States.
Well, one of the primary things is that these standardized tests tend to use more difficult language than is necessary to measure math or reading ability. So, what these kids are up against is not only a difficult test, particularly if they've had, limited school experiences, but they also face the language of the test, which can be a wall that they're not able to climb. And so what happens is that they get a low score, but on the administrator's end, we're really sort of faced with, is this due to a true lack of reading ability or reading vocabulary or whatever, or math ability or science ability, whatever we're measuring? Or is it due to the language of the test? So we've got that sort of problem with validity right off the bat. So, from my perspective, to use that score result to make judgments about a school district or a teacher or a principal and their building is really sort of ludicrous, but it's the system where we've been handed, and we need to do our best to navigate that system.
And what kind of any state or federal resources are available to school districts that have high numbers of refugee, immigrant, or even just non-native English speakers?
There, in the school systems, we have federal grants. We have title grants, of course, that serve students who are in poverty, students who are English learners. And so there's that funding that's there. Now, I will say, particularly Title III, which is for English learners, that is a fund that is not growing at the rate that is needed really for districts like Warren County, Bowling Green City, Mayfield Independent, and some of these districts.
We've been speaking with Skip Clevenger, former director of Warren County's English Language Learner Programs, about resources for refugee and immigrant students. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.